Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hour number two of the program happening right now. Glad to have each.
Someone just make popcorn?
It sure smells like that. It sure smells like popcorn. Baby. Now, we know, I think Khaki Kev made some popcorn. Shout out to our boy Khaki Kev.
He lives here.
He offered me to stay in his apartment because I got here today. I got here early and I was like, God, I'm kind of tired, but.
He's like, I got an extra couch.
He's got popcorn. He's got popcorn. Khaki Kev with the popcorn.
Is popcorn the most pungent smell? Bacon? Bacon's probably up there. You can smell bacon.
Curry would be.
Curry, bacon,
up
popcorn.
There. Curry, bacon. Now that's. Mind is blown.
I don't know. See, I'm
Let's go!
To
Star!
Say-
Hey! Miko! Miko!
Come on!
Man over here in a sea full of loser pegs. What a shot.
And who else? Who else than Miko Rantanen at 12 points
right
in the last
now,
four games?
Miko doing, I mean, I'm telling you what, this guy is a.
And he, every time he does it, it's by himself. Look at that.
Get off me. Fighting through four people. Look at that. Look at that. Three dudes. Get off
Ads!
Me.
Ah,
the with
stick.
The one-hander. Are one-hander. You kidding me right now? Are you kidding me right now? That's a grown man goal right there.
Around his body.
Fighting a dude off with his left arm, scoring goals with his right.
I mean, that's Jalen Brunson. Right
that
now.
Is grown man hockey right there.
I think he scores again. He's on a tear.
I know he scores. 40th career playoff goal, 6 in his last 4 games. Miko, I almost said something I shouldn't.
So what, he's got 4 of our last Ranting. 5 goals? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got 4 of your last 5. That's only Wyatt Johnson with the 1 in game 7. He's got 1 tonight.
I feel like it was one other person, though.
No, that he scored. He had a hat trick, and Wyatt
he
Johnson
did.
Scored
That's
1.
That's right. He did have a hat trick. That's exactly
and
right.
He just scored so, right here.
There you go. So 1-1. 10:50 left to go in the second period. Like I said, this game will probably go until we're off the air.
Someone said broccoli.
What?
As pungent smells? I don't think
yeah,
so.
If it's rotten. I mean, yeah. If you. But
onions? What do you think about onions?
Oh, onions.
Can you smell. But, I feel like it's pungent only in the room. Can you bacon? You can smell at the apartment next to you that's being cooked.
Clearly, neither of y'all have had a roommate in a dorm room who puts fish in a microwave.
Whoa,
that's awful.
Well, that's why I don't think fish just naturally.
No, shout out to Namdi.
Namdi, come on, man, come on, bro.
Just
you're
better be
better. Than that. No, that's it. That's it. I mean, that's an a-hole move, right there.
Well, also. He decided one day when I was gone from the room, I think me and friends were hanging out or whatever. We came back to our room, and I'm not joking, you took one step inside and it smelled like a dispensary.
I just think the fun thing.
I mean, I don't hate that.
No, but like when you're in a dorm room, it's like, hey man, like
would he have like a triple beam in the
if I could tell dorm room stories we'd be here all night about the things that my roommate my See, Ross, did you have it where it was a split door? I've had two. I had one where you shared a bathroom, but it was my own situation, and the only way to go to the room is going through the bathroom and through the next door to my roommate. Then I also had one where we were both in the same room and shared one bathroom. That dude was interesting. I mean, this dude was like sexting while I'm in the room.
Oh.
That's
and acting it out?
No. Just vocally.
So he's telling you what he's telling an old girl.
He's on the phone with a girl.
Oh, talking. So he's having phone sex on the phone while you're there in the room.
Say if the couch over there and I'm in this corner. Like, we had a good little distance. I'm at the edge of my bed. Much, he's at the desk. But still.
Shameless.
And I'm like, dude, I can hear you, my guy. I hear her. It's on speaker.
What did he say?
I don't want to repeat it. We'd get kicked off the air for the things that they were saying.
No, but I'm saying, what did he say to you when you... No, I'm not asking what he said. Creep. I'm asking what did he say? What did he talk about? No, what did he say to you when you said, hey, bro, like, can you not sex?
My bad, bro. I didn't realize how loud I was being. I'll leave the room next time. My bad, bro. My bad.
Yeah, leave the room next. I mean, the fact that he had to be reminded to leave the room while sexting.
I'm telling you, we could
while having phone sex, what are we talking about?
We could do a full podcast episode on dorm room stuff. First roommate, dude, I had to ask to switch.
He stunk?
No, bro. I thought he was going to like take me out in the middle of the night.
He's going to murder you?
I'm not kidding. I'm not even being facetious.
Why? What was it? Give us one.
I'll give you two. Okay. I would come home at 8:30 a.m. as a freshman in college.
Yeah.
Living the college dream, freshman, parties, whatever, the whole nine, 8:30. Doing my regular thing, you know, cooking food late at night. You know how every freshman ever is in college that's having a little bit of fun. 2 weeks go by in the semester. There's a sticky note on the microwave. He's dead asleep, of course, every night before I even get home. It says, please do not use the microwave after 8 p.m.
Oh, no. No, bro. What are we talking about here?
And then...
Don't use the microwave after 8 p.m.? What are you, the kitchen Nazi? Get out of my face.
And we shared bunk beds, like different bunk beds. Each had our own bunk bed. And then when I knew it was done, when I had to talk to them and said, I need to switch today, I came home one day, and on the front door was... I don't want to get too religious. I don't really know if I'm using the right word, but what's the one where like the Ouija board and the triangles connecting the devil stuff? Like, he was writing drawings. He was an artist.
Yeah,
he was drawing something, putting it on our door frame, like the
he's doing some Illuminati, like
literally like the phases of the devil, like phase one, phase two, like phases like all
what's that
black,
dude, like the goat looking creature with the goat head, what have you?
No, he's drawing that and putting that on front of our door.
Yeah, I think I would have.
You can imagine it was hard to get any of my friends to come over.
So this guy probably, what was this guy, like Jeffrey Dahmer Light or something like that?
Dude, I was scared.
White guy, wasn't it?
Yeah. Scraggly beard. Dude, I'm not going to lie. I was feared for my life. I like called my mom. I was like, Mom,
he drove a Volkswagen Jetta.
I don't think he had a car. I don't think he had a car, my boy. He was scary. I don't even want to say his name on the air. I'm scared he's still listening.
He's got...
Pentagrams. I think that's what it's called, right?
He's probably got a GPS device on your car.
Can you imagine you're a freshman in college and you're coming home to pentagrams on your door of the devil?
That would be wild.
Like, I don't even know who I am myself. I'm still figuring out who I am. I'm like 18, 19.
Yeah, no, that's a very...
Said, I will move over there. I'm going to go...
So did they have... I mean, did now...
I was in Maple Hall where all the smart kids got.
Did you...
It was by an accident. Overflow.
So when you went to the folks...
Oh, they understood. They said, we got you. They said, we don't want any kind of email. We got to make a report. They said, we understand. We got an open spot. We'll get you moved in like a week or whatever.
So what was your new roommate like?
Oh, he was awesome. We were best friends for like 3 years.
So it worked out.
Oh, it worked out times 10.
It's not the same goofball.
No. I had already made friends before this happened. I would like stay on their couch or stay on their floor or whatever at their place because it was better than being.
I didn't get the dorm experience in college.
Yeah. Three different dorms I got.
Okay. I mean, I had a couple barracks mates in the Navy, but yeah, outside of that, I mean, I was a grown-ass man by the time I got to college, so plus I had a kid, so.
I also faked using a friend's dorm once. That was bad.
What, to get out of trouble or something? Or what?
No, because remember I said I had homeboy's dorm, and I didn't want to...
Pentagram guy,
and so I was bringing a young lady over one time, and obviously I didn't want to bring her to pentagram guy. So I was like, hey.
Boys in the corner watching.
So I was like, I asked one of my boys, I said, hey, can I use your dorm while you're gone?
I thought I said no microwave after 8.
Oh, that's not what that beeping was? What's a rose?
You guys need some help?
I can draw you guys. I can do, what are those things called where they draw
it's
you?
All right, don't worry. I'm fine where I'm at. We're going to go ahead and go.
No,
we've seen too much.
I used another friend's dorm, and it was real awkward because the young lady asked me, it was another light-skinned dude, another light-skinned brother. And she was like, why do you have so many pictures?
Am I in a Spider-Man meme? What am I doing here?
You know, my response was, just really love my brother. I just really love him. We're really close. She was like, is there a reason you don't have any pictures of yourself? Not a selfish guy. I'm a humble guy. Care about my family.
Good times. Yeah.
But I'm a changed man. That was freshman.
Dude, that was college, man.
That was what, 7 years ago? Yeah.
Well, it's funny you say that because I was reminded that 7 years ago, my daughter got busted with edibles at a softball game.
Wow.
As a freshman in high school, and so I had to, her mom was ready to kill her. I said, look, they're edibles. Let's not pretend like she's over here, you know, doing smack in the bathroom or something like that. But yeah, she got kicked out of school and all that good stuff. So
we'll have to do a whole episode on that. Okay, the cheapest ticket for the next New York Knicks home game is what price, Frederick Davis?
I'm gonna say $450.
Ross? Cheapest ticket for the Knicks home game.
Ooh, and this is at the Garden. I'm going to say at least $800.
Well, Ross would be closer. The cheapest ticket to get a Knicks game 3 at the Madison Square Garden versus Boston Celtics, $734. The average ticket, though, is $989, so pretty much $1,000.
Good God.
And I'll make this claim. I said it earlier.
Just to watch him go. Well, no, if you're a Knicks fan, you're loving. I mean,
even if you're like, we might lose this game. No, you want to be at that game. Oh, you're up 2-0. The vibes are going to be great.
Oh, it's Friday's going to be out of control.
Game 6. Do you think there's a chance that's the loudest it's been in the last 15 years? There's going to be a game 6 now, no matter what. And that's going to be the last time there's a home game there in this series.
What are you talking about, game 6?
With the Knicks Celtics.
What do you mean it's guaranteed there's going to be a game? There's no guarantee there's going to be a game 6.
I guess you're right. Technically, they could win the next.
You got to win 2 out of the next 3.
Yeah. But if there is a game 6, I don't think they're going to sweep them. I don't think they're going to sweep them. Do you think
I don't think they'll sweep them either.
I think it at least goes 6. I think that's where my brain is.
Although, I'll tell you, I mean, not to sound, you know, too Captain Obvious here, but look, if they win game 3, that's a wrap. I'm sorry, but the Celtics didn't come back. I mean, Celtics might win game 4.
I think they said teams that go up 2-0 on the road are
85%. Yep. Saw that too.
Yeah. So
I saw that too.
It's tough cookies. Who has a better chance to come back, the Cavs or the Celtics? Mm. If you missed it, the Celtics choked 2 20-point leads. That has never been done in back-to-back games in NBA history. They went what, 8 minutes without a field goal in this game?
That's me and like Kaki Kevin talking about.
24-2 run.
It's like a 36-17 run to finish the fourth quarter off. As much as I hate to say this, I'm going to go with the Cavs.
Cavs have a better chance to come back?
I do.
And I would agree because they also haven't deployed other guys. Garland.
Garland's still on the bench. Mobley was hurt yesterday.
DeAndre Hunter was hurt.
You know, they pissed down their leg in the last 50 seconds last night.
And you could probably overwhelm them a little bit. Like, they don't have
And that's my thing. The Knicks are better than the Pacers.
Correct.
That's my thing, is that...
Less about who the better, Celtics or Cavs.
That's exactly it. I mean, look, the Celtics are a better team than the Cavaliers, but I have more faith in the Knicks than I do in the Pacers. Yes. Although, I just saw a stat today, and I don't know if this is accurate. Maybe you've seen it, too, where apparently Tyrese Halliburton is 10 of 11 when taking a shot down 2 to tie or win the game.
I would believe
in the last 2 minutes of the game this year and last year.
Dude, he's been insane. How many game winners have we seen him miss? Oh. And I will say this, every time he shoots, it looks like it's not going to go in.
I mean, look, he's got a funky shot. There's no
question.
You're
like, that's not going in. Game winner. Nothing but net. Nylon.
You can't complain about that.
Jason Tatum in games 1 and 2 is averaging 18 points per game, which is not great from the leading scorer for the Celtics, who's used to averaging 25, 26, 27 points. He's shooting 29% from the field, which is abysmal. 25% from three-point land. How many points does he have in both fourth quarters combined?
7.
6 points. Boston is shooting 25% on their threes. They've shot 100. So they've made 25 threes in the series. They've missed 75 threes in two games.
That's
the most missed threes ever in a two-game span, if you couldn't guess. The Celtics had a 98% chance to win game one and lost. The Celtics had a 99% win probability in game two and lost. The Thunder had a 98% win probability in game one and lost. And the Cavaliers had a 98% win probability in game two and lost. This is all in the last 48 hours. The NBA playoffs has been nothing but parity.
With the exception of the game going on right now.
With the exception of the
OKC
game going on right
has
now.
Decided.
Did we just get another goal? We just got another Stars goal!
Stop me if you've heard this before.
Don't tell me it's Miko.
Was that Miko again?
Don't tell me it was Miko.
Was
Hellebuck, get him the hell off the court! Get him oh my gosh, Miko again!
Who is this guy? Are you serious? This dude's a machine, bro.
No, he's a machine.
Look at this.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Oh, my gosh. No, he didn't. What are we doing out here right now? Watch this. Off the stick. Oh, no, he didn't score that, did he?
Wait, did he? Did it go off the stick?
I don't think he did.
Why are they showing him then?
Because I think he was closest to it, unless it just, like, ricocheted off the stick.
It looked like that was Thomas Harley, but they're really showing Miko.
I thought Harley. Was that who?
I think Harley shot it, but they just showed Miko.
All right, we'll come back. We'll tell you who that is. We've got a ridiculous fair foul. That I think we know where this is going to go. Plus, we got haikus coming up at 10:40.
Miko, they're giving Miko the goals. That's two goals for Miko.
Unbelievable. All right, so we'll recap what's going on here in this Dallas Stars game, and we've got a little fair foul coming up next, as well as haikus at 10:40. Let's get to it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Anywhere. Oh, welcome back in. It is the Fan After Dark on a Wednesday night. My first haiku is in the books. I've just got to write one about the Stars who have scored again. Are you kidding me right now? Are you kidding me right now? It is out of control. Oh, did Miko just score again? Did he just get a hat trick? Did Miko Rantanen just get a third goal?
No way.
This guy. Get Hellebrook out of here. Get him out of here. Actually, leave him in there. Wow. I mean, what a shot. Oh, it went off the guy.
Oh, my God, off the skate again.
It went off the skate of the defender. He was looking to pass, but it went off number 54 for
Dude,
Winnipeg.
He's magic. He's literally the Midas touch right now. He's Miko can't do wrong if it hit him in the face.
He's a magician.
Is it back? Have we ever seen back-to-back Hatties?
Now, I'll be honest with you. I never have. But I'm also I've also been watching.
Have we ever seen back-to-back hat tricks in the NHL Stanley Cup payoffs? Come on!
I would say we have, but it's probably been a while.
Scored or assisted on 12 straight Dallas Star goals.
He's him. He's him.
I mean, this is I am a novice to the hockey world.
Yeah.
In the grand scheme of things, but this is one of the best. Little five-game runs I've seen.
All I'm going to say is this.
Back-to-back Hatties?
Look, here's what I'm going to say, and then we're going to move on. And we'll
I don't know if I want to move on.
Look, there's 2 minutes left to go in the second period. Right now, your Stars are up 3-1.
Ovi did, and Sidney Crosby.
Okay. Dueling, those are the only two?
Greats.
Dueling playoff hat tricks 16 years ago.
All-time greats.
Jari Kurri. I don't know if that's
now what. Now, what round was this in? Was this like Stanley Cup? They did it like in the,
that's just
in the championship?
AI. Overview. Give me what say.
That is crazy.
I'm just going to say this, and then we'll move on.
And the Jets scored.
Oh, well, let's not get too carried away just yet.
There's been like 9 goals in this period.
Loser peg just scored, so it is now 3-2 with 2:25 left to go in the second period.
That happens a lot in hockey when a team scores, the other team scores within like a minute.
Like right afterwards. I don't know what the reasoning or how that works, but
Ottinger just taking the day off.
Ottinger just kind of chilling, just kind of fell asleep a little bit, and like, okay,
and then it's right in 2 seconds, just right in front of
you. That happened quick. Okay, so 3-2, 2:25 left to go in the second
period.
Don't
look at Oklahoma City score.
Meanwhile, they're just getting boat raced. I mean, you might as well just bench everybody at this point. 104-69, 5 minutes left to go in the third period, as OKC is just absolutely having their way with the Denver Nuggets. All I'm going to say is this. Fan After Dark was not around the last few times that the Stars have made a run.
Okay. We weren't.
That's all I'm going to say. Not a coincidence. Guess who was on Game 7 that day?
We were.
Guess who's on Game 1 tonight?
Uh-oh.
Guess who was on when the Miko trade happened?
Wow.
So, look, I understand. Look, I know we're not the Barry Melrose, a.k.a. Belly Melrose. And if you haven't heard the Belly Melrose from Bully, we might have to play that.
Does Winnipeg just have the worst defense? Hour. We've been on their side of the ice. It feels like the whole night.
I don't know if they cut that audio up at all. If we can find the Wooly Bully stuff, and if we can't, no worries. But he did a Belly Melrose from out in the ocean. By the way, congrats to the Woolchuck family,
yep,
as they're having another little Woolchuck. Another little girl Woolchuck.
Zach's been active, huh?
He's been busy. So kudos to our boy, Woolchuck. He's about to have another baby girl.
So now we know why he rushes home every night, why he doesn't want to talk to us.
Well, but at the same time, too, though, I mean, he has been, I mean, look, apparently he's been procreating and watching film.
Yeah.
It's not a bad life.
Not a bad life.
I'll keep you busy.
I'll pick watching the Stars and doing radio with you guys.
There you go.
Your right tone now, is bragging, but you're
at this stage in your life.
I'm elated. The Stars are playing amazing right now. Miko is showing you every game. He's putting on a superstar performance. Back to back games with a Hattie.
You know, and here's the thing.
Like, what?
I'll be honest. And I got the more I think about this. So, you know, I got an Astro logo tattooed because I lost a bet. I kind of want to get a Dallas Stars logo because I want to do a Dallas logo of some kind to get tattooed because
Stars
is
probably the coolest logo.
Well, that
I'm going to be honest. If you're going to do it, you have to do the old school when they first moved to Dallas.
I don't know. I kind of like the Dallas Star logo now.
Look at that.
I don't know.
I'll take a look at it.
The Madonna. Literally just look up Madonna.
And they just showed the stat. Not only does Miko have a hat trick in the last two games,
yeah,
he has a hat trick in the last two periods.
Yeah.
Think about it. It was all in the third period of Game 7 and all in the second period of this one. So if you take out the first period, back-to-back periods, he's had a hat trick.
Well, you kind of have to leave.
Well, we'll keep it in there. So two of the last three periods, he's had a hat trick.
He scored 6 goals in 2 of the last 3 periods. That's impressive. I will look at the Dallas Stars logo that you're referring to. We'll make a decision in the next segment. But we got haikus. We'll do it at the 11 o'clock.
All right. Fair or foul?
Fair or foul.
Am I reading my Instagram?
You are absolutely going to
read. I'm going to give it to you. It's funnier if you.
Okay. So set it up, and then I'll read it. So Blake is, look, it's obviously it's graduation time. We've got a soon to be graduate. We've got two soon to be graduates here at 105.3 The Fan that we're very proud of. Obviously Khaki Kev, all right, who's very near and dear to my heart, considering, you know, did my first show with CAC. Dylon. Now Dylon might be hitting the books a little bit harder than Khaki Kev because he's cum laude.
For sure.
All right. But he's still doing radio.
Yeah.
And plus, how hard is it to be cum laude in radio? Anyway, I digress. Not taking anything away from our boy Dylon. He does strike me as probably the smartest of the producer group. Although, yeah, he did beat you in extra credit. So.
No, I beat him, didn't I?
No, you beat Khaki. No. You did.
Same thing. Graduate. Beat a graduate.
You beat a graduate.
Okay. Let me set this up.
Well, you got, well, it turned off. It turned off.
So slow.
It turned. Well, you're. I mean,
old man.
I'm trying to set up this segment. Okay, so set it up as to what this is, and
okay,
then I'll read
so
it.
So I have. Okay, hold your finger on the screen so it doesn't lock again.
Okay.
Okay, so I have an Instagram account.
Why is it new theme? Okay, go ahead.
I have an Instagram account.
And do you?
So I want to set up the scene. And
is that social media?
I met a bunch of people when I was a freshman and sophomore, whether it be through my church.
Is this Pentagram guy?
No. Whether through church, through athletics, through going to the rec, whatever. You know, you meet friends. This is one of said friends.
Soup kitchens, you name it.
Yeah, one of said friends. And I see on his story that he's in journalism. I see he's doing some of the same stuff I was doing.
Near and dear to your heart.
NTTV, shout out Khaki Kev.
He knows the deal. Little what time it is.
KNTU.
There you go.
Doing all the stuff that's UNT radio, UNT broadcasting. So I see it. I see another young man
hustling.
Doing it. So
hustling.
I've sent him a couple inspirations. Keep going, man. I see you. Big guy. Started the semester. Nice suit. Nice tie. You know, just giving those inspirations because it was nice when I was that person.
Proverbs.
Someone looking over me. So I'm trying to, you know, it feels weird. I'm now the graduate.
Austin 316.
I'm now the graduate that people are, you know, outreaching for.
Yes.
So he has not hit me up since
August 16th at 8:25 p.m.
In what year?
I'm guessing last year.
Right, there you go. And then read the DM.
He said it what year?
And then read the DM that was sent to
so
me.
So he says, and he's graduating.
Yeah, we'll redact his name.
Hey, Blake. This is at 2:12 today. Hey, Blake. Hope you've been doing well, man. It's been a minute.
Facts.
I'm graduating this semester. Yeah, it has. It's 8 months, in fact. I'm graduating this semester and wanted to reach out and see if your job has any opportunities open. Okay. I'm not mad at him for that.
Okay, can we just pause there? Am I mad at that? Probably not, but I'm way more willing to do what he's asking for someone who's been, you know, talking with me. Someone that we've been going
back
and forth.
Yeah, like a regular basis. Back and forth.
Whether I'm coaching you up, whether you're asking for advice, whether you're keeping up with
the
show.
But every 8 months, November, December, January, February,
so right when the show took
March, off. April, May. So 7 months, not one congratulatory, hey, heard you got a new show, none of that. Continue. Or, okay, so he wanted to reach out and see if your job has any opportunities open, or if you know of anyone in your circle who might be hiring. I'm trying to get my foot in the door and figured I'd check in with you because I love what you guys do at The Ticket. Eric Chiafalo and Zach Wolchuk also came to my sports broadcasting class, and we talked about you for a bit. Didn't talk about what station you're on. Appreciate any info you might have, and hope everything is going great.
So fair or foul, me not responding to said DM. Simple as that. Because I asked my girl, she said, Blake, he just made a mistake. Just correct
him. That's a huge mistake.
And I said, no, that's a big mistake.
That's a enormous, gargantuan mistake.
That's like me applying to the Mavericks and be like, hey, just reaching out, seeing if there's any opportunities. I love the work you guys do at the Houston Rockets. I think you're a great organization. I would love to be a part. Let me know if Ime Udoka got any opportunities. I just love the Rockets.
Because here's the thing. Here's a couple things, too.
It's giving handout. Because you're not following. You're quoting the wrong station.
Well, there's a couple things. One, you don't follow me that closely.
Yeah.
Okay. because you've posted about what we've done here on the show several different times.
And almost every time the fan is in the background.
Like it's always like, on the background.
I mean, post a picture of my foot.
I don't know how you can't follow Blake. And I promise you, this guy probably is on his Instagram a whole hell of a lot more than I am. Now, but you see the fan.
Yeah.
You see the fan.
It's in my bio.
In your bio. All right. Now, look, could it be a simple mistake? I don't know. But you know what? I would respond. And I'd say, haha, don't know about any opportunities at the ticket, but I do know we're not hiring at the fan. Thanks. Congratulations. Hope you find a job.
I think that's well put.
That's what I would say.
Yeah.
I almost want to take the very, I don't want to say lecturing, but I'm like, hey, imagine if he sent that to Tim Collins or Gavin Spittle, and that was his way of asking for a job. Obviously, you make it sound a little bit different. He goes, love what you guys do with the ticket. Love to get a job.
I mean, I will slightly give just a slight benefit of the doubt when he's texting you. If you said that to Gavin or Tim, like, you're an idiot. You're an idiot.
But I, like,
you're, I mean, look, you're texting, whatever, da 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 da. Maybe he just listened to the ticket. I don't know. It's still pretty irresponsible.
Because, I mean, I would think that he thought that out. He goes, hey, I'm about to graduate. Let me hit up Blake. He's working at sports media.
Like, did he not? Here's what I guess the thing is.
I just know Kevin, myself. Just that's a calculated move. I'm going to DM someone who's in the space.
Oh, it's 100%
a calculated
move.
That's not a, I'm at lunch one day, let me just text. No, this is like, hey, this could change my life.
But it's also, you're actually right about that. But it's also stupid, too, because he should have also gone through and looked at something and see. The smart thing would have been to take one of your more recent posts. Man, I loved what you and Fred did, da 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 da. If you're going to pander, pander.
Pander.
Okay?
But I love what y'all talked about
right.
last night.
Oh, man. You that thing you did the other day about the receiver, man, I had me rolling. Anyway, you got a job in the open?
Yeah. Then I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, you're revving me up? Yeah. You know what? Tim, hey.
No, it was not a troll. This is someone I follow. This is not, like, this isn't a random person to hit me.
Well,
I know who this guy is in real life.
Yeah, exactly. Which makes it a little bit more, kind of. But, yeah, I would say, hey, man, look, I don't know what's going on in the ticket. I know we're not looking at the fan, but, hey, God bless.
Someone said y'all rock on the ticket, too.
So, like.
That's how good we are.
That's how good we are.
It's crazy because I literally, while you were just talking a few moments ago, I just pulled up your Instagram, right? So, obviously, for Instagram, there's your profile picture.
Yeah.
Right below that, it says news personality. And do you know what it says after God fearing?
What does it say?
105 through the fan.
Wow. 105
through
the fan.
Like, if he
you
had
just. My profile. DM me.
Literally did just the easiest thing possible.
He just hit the message button.
Go to your account. Be like,
that's it.
Oh, he doesn't work at the ticket.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Well, plus you had the nerve to add in, you know, and do the pandering with Zach and Chiafalo. Yeah. And then to say, we talked about you.
Yeah.
You talk about us at the ticket? Because are you sure?
Also,
was that a liar? Was that also
that's wild?
When they were at UNT,
see, I thought
sure
only Zach went. Did Chief go too?
Chief went too. Okay.
Chief went too because I saw the picture of them too. But the professor or someone is going to say Eric Chiafalo and Zach Wolchuk from 105.3 The Fan. Like, a number of things went wrong for this guy.
Yeah,
not paying
did.
Attention. Do I want someone who's not paying
it.
Attention?
I mean,
do I want someone whose attention to detail is on simple of a DM can't follow through? I think the little things matter.
Look, man, it's a.
The little things matter. You guys know that. Little things matter. I didn't mean to like that. I was
ask
just,
any girl I've ever been with.
I was just saying.
Fair foul. Calling out Khaki Kevin Ross Lubinsky's manhood on live radio.
I can see how that
foul.
Sounded.
Totally foul. Little thing, these two right here. I'm looking at you two.
I was saying how they attention to detail is very
absolutely.
Important.
It's extremely important.
A little more concerned as to how you immediately said that and then looked at us, implying that you know the situation.
Hey, everybody meet Flo. Okay, so should I respond?
I told you what to say.
Okay, Ross, should I respond?
No, you gotta respond.
Maybe I just want to know: am I overreacting, Tolos, Peaches, Fatties? I'm overreacting.
No. I don't think you're overreacting at all. I
think that is a big mess up, though.
No, you're absolutely right. The petty person in me agrees with you, Blake. Don't respond; just leave it there.
No, you gotta respond.
The responsible adult, which I never thought I would say, Fred Davis, the voice of reason coming in.
Yeah, no.
But it also just shows that you're like, hey, man, like, don't love, it kind of implies like, hey man, don't love that like you didn't respond to all this, but I'm at least giving you the common courtesy of
that's what
kind of
want to do.
I'm
not going to really like, hey, let me still try to like find a job for you, whatever, talk about you to people, but I'll at least correct you so you don't make this mess up again. But here's the thing. When'd you say you sent the DM? 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock.
What time is it now? 10:30?
10:40.
I opened it like 20 minutes after he sent it. You would think in his head, man, I DM'd Blake. I thought we were cool. He didn't respond. Maybe let me reread the message.
I think
did I send something wrong?
You're Boom. Giving this guy way too much credit.
I guess so.
You're giving.
That's
this
what I would
guy
do if I texted
credit.
Kevin or you.
But I'm also gonna
try to get a job
it.
Here. I would be like, I'm gonna reread it initially before I send it.
Look,
and then after I send it, man, they didn't respond for 8 hours. Oh, I said the ticket. Let me correct myself.
Let me play devil's advocate. What if he responds back because he is a Tolo and he is listening and he did make a mistake?
I heard you guys
and
clouding
he makes it
me.
Up. Well, then what?
If he responds back because he's listening to this segment right here, then he'll correct himself in the DMs. I don't need to reach out to him for him to correct himself.
I mean, if he corrects himself, but at the same time, I mean, and look, at the end of the day, that just tells me he listens to the ticket more than he listens to the fan.
Yep. And do I want someone?
He's clearly, I'll tell you what it means. Him putting the ticket, which, hey, God bless
subconscious
him. That means he's not a Tolo.
Not a Tolo. Not a fatty.
Period. He's not a
fatty.
Tolo. He's not a Tolo, and he's not a fatty.
He's not
definitely
a peach
not
for
a tolo
sure.
Plus.
Period in the story. That much we do know. We know this. He listens to the ticket more than he listens to the fan, and that proved it.
That proved
all right?
it. His
so
subconscious
you know what?
Typed
hey,
that out.
Go text one of your buddies at the ticket and see if they got a job. All right? Appreciate you.
Thank you, Peaches.
Right. That's Blake. I'm Fred. This is 105.3 The Fan, if you, in case you didn't know. And we know you fatties are out there representing for us on a Wednesday night. You know what time it is being a Wednesday. It's a haiku hump day kind of show. George Pickens and the Stars. Those are the two topics. Get some. Come on. We got Khaki Kevin a bit in the house. I need one out of you. All right, you got yours? And we know our boy Ross Obinski comes correct. We need one out of Kev. You're gonna do Ross is gonna do his thing because he hasn't done a haiku hump day in a while. And of course, you know what you're gonna get.
I've actually never done a haiku hump day.
You've never done a haiku hump day. Don't go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
We on live? We on live radio?
I don't have my headphones on. Here we go.
Na 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 na.
What a night, what a show, and what an experience it's been thus far. It's a Wednesday night here on 105.3 The Fan. We are...
Dallas is back up, baby. My voice is cracking.
DFW. I'll tell you what, I feel like this is... what was his name? Was it Stringer Bell? Tell him we're back up. Tell the streets. Put your Dallas hat on. Tell them we're back up. And I'll tell you what, I have no problem becoming a full-fledged Stars fan because I have no hockey allegiance, okay?
Ooh, good stuff.
None whatsoever.
Get it out. Atlanta Thrashers kind of guy?
No. I'm just telling you right now, we are the official show of
everybody. First hockey team Dallas you Stars. Ever had any kind of love for.
Kings.
I think yours is the Kings. I knew that before you said I was going to guess yours. Mine, Detroit Red Wings.
Okay.
I just thought they were fun when I was growing up.
Absolutely.
Kevin?
Stars for sure. My mom's been a Stars fan.
Nah, that's fair. That's fair.
I'm messing with you. Ross?
Stars, but if I'm...
Get out of here. Produce Stars. Stars. Right, Cowboys,
fine.
Rangers,
the
Mavericks.
Allen Americans. There, you happy?
Ooh,
there
we go. Good call by you.
Let's get into this, baby. I'm standing the rest of the show.
Technically, my first hockey love was the Kansas City Blades.
Okay.
So, way back when. But anyway. All right, so here we go. All right, we got to roll through this. Here, tweak the fan cam so we can get all four of us on here. We've got
Did my face get taken off for Kevin's?
My face got taken off for Kevin. Hey, look, I don't
control that. Kevin knows how to work the producer.
I don't control that. I can run back there and fix it.
Kevin was like,
I've been taken off. Now I've been taken off.
Yeah, I like this view. Okay. Ross, I like this a lot better.
I've been taken off.
Hey, Kevin was like, I'm about to do haikus.
Can you guys show my receding hairline, please? Thanks, I appreciate it. All right, so here we go. You know what that Orinoco flow means. It is time for the segment that is taking over the DFW. Yes, that's right. Time for a little haiku hump day. 575, you know how we do here on the program. And what makes tonight so special is that it is Ross Lubinsky making his haiku hump day debut. And I'm telling you right now, we had Trevor make his debut a couple weeks ago. All right. I feel like every producer, with the exception of has Dylon done haikus yet?
Nope. No, he has not.
Dylon is the only producer now that Ross is in the mix who has not done a haiku. So let's do the Stars first because I feel like the Stars is my lesser of the two. Here's all my...
I think I might be joining you, Fred.
What?
I think my hairline's starting to recede. And your Shorty told me I had gray hair today.
Now that's a problem. What did I do with my haiku that I wrote, for God's sake? Where did it go?
I found a gray hair when I was doing my hair today. It's not good. Receding hairline and gray hair? Am I unk?
Okay, that's you, bro. Because like I said, I mean... Look,
if you have zero gray hair, am I about to get gray hair before you?
I got one or two, but I mean, let's call it what it is. What do you see? Fan cam. All brown, baby.
I have a couple grays.
Let's go. And here's the best part about this. No hair dye. All natural, baby. All natural. Ain't no hair dye here. Okay, here we go. Miko, 3-goal scores. Stanley in reach for DeBoer.
Ooh.
Otter on his head.
It's a good story. I like that.
Second line was the best.
Let's go. All right. You want to go?
One of these two jamokes.
Go ahead and go. Yeah. Let's let this jamoke go.
All right.
Last time we would let him go last.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to.
Y'all last man at the building.
We did.
What's your second one?
We're not gonna do that to him again. Which, by the way, we don't have enough time. I'm going to bust your balls in the next segment. So you're not going anywhere, are you? 10, okay, 11 o'clock.
He lives here.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Hattie's back to back. You know Miko's going to score. Dallas Stars in 4.
Oh!
It came back.
Oh, somebody brought his A game today. All right, let's go with Ross Lubinsky.
All right, so for my Stars one, Mikko Rantanen is the NHL's daddy. Stanley Cup is ours. Doesn't rhyme, but I'll take
it. Okay, hold on. Mikko Rantanen. Okay, that is...
Yeah, baby.
Wow.
Read that one more time, please.
Mikko Rantanen is the NHL's daddy. Daddy, Stanley Cup is ours.
Wow.
What a start. You know what? Shame on me.
Somehow that.
Shame on me for questioning whether or not you had the 575.
Somehow game. That felt like the most words ever spoken in a haiku.
Boy, I'll tell you what. That, it sure did.
That felt like a poem.
That sure was. But you know what? Don't ever, ever discount.
Someone said, I still haven't watched the cam and don't know what y'all look like, but I know y'all are short and fat. That is correct. All of us are short and all of us
are short and fat. I mean, okay. It's like a little people convention in here. Okay, continue.
Miko scores Hattie. Back to back like it's Patty. Dallas needs badly.
What does that second line mean?
What is Patty?
Patrick Mahomes, guys, back to back.
Okay.
Back to back, back to back hat tricks, back to back Super Bowls, back to back like it's Patty. Okay. Come on, Patrick Mahomes. I thought you would get it of anybody.
No, I thought.
Anyone calls him Patty? Patty Mahomes?
Not a lot of people cross-reference hockey and football.
I said back to back. That's all I said.
No, and I get that. We haven't talked about him. If we had just mentioned him, maybe. If it was top of mind, I honestly thought it was St. Patrick's Day.
Patrick Mahomes. Because
I know you went out and did stuff for St. Patrick's Day. So. All right, here we go. Pickens.
I'll go first.
You go first?
We'll reverse the order.
All right.
Pickens on the side. Crashes less when Dak's the guide. Weapons now worldwide.
Let's go. That's quality. That's quality. That is quality poetry, if I do say so myself. All right. Ross
on the power play.
Misa?
You, sir.
Pickens is ours. Another diva wideout. Refrigerator.
Refrigerator. What's a refrigerator? Well, Fred seems to like it.
I love it.
Do you want to explain refrigerator?
Read it one more time, because I'm here for it.
Pickens is ours. Another diva wideout.
Okay, now you realize that your first line is only four syllables.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if ours technically counted as two, so I'll take the L on that one. But refrigerator.
We'll give them the slack.
Ours.
Because it's kind of a weird.
Ours. Because George is two.
Ours. Ours.
Well, but that's ours. Ours is ours. And the way he's saying it, ours. Go ahead, continue.
We'll
go ahead. Whatever. You know what? Give them the benefit of the doubt.
But refrigerator, that was just, I remember when we did haikus back in high school, one of the kids that I've known since elementary school, he ended one of his haikus with refrigerator. So literally, I don't know how long y'all have been doing haiku hump days, but this entire time I've been thinking of, when I get to this moment, my last line is going to be
refrigerator.
I love that. I love how you carry that kid's legacy.
According to syllablecounter.net,
which we are trusting again.
We just had a Dallas Stars fight, by the way.
Number of syllables in ours, one.
Oh.
Look at that rope of
hints. That's all right.
Get them off of you.
You know, it's okay.
Surprised they let him fight. They were already on
the
ground.
Get him off of you.
You are now the third. We will have to disqualify you for that. You are now the third producer who's been disqualified.
Wow.
Yeah.
Don't feel bad. DQ? It's all about the comeback.
DQ. Okay. DQ. Not as bad as texting somebody and asking them to get you a job on the ticket, but nonetheless, a DQ.
Someone said, does your producer have a brother that's done work for the Rangers? I thought I heard his last name on the Rangers credits once.
No, you heard Ross. You heard Ross Lubinsky.
If there's another Lubinsky out there,
let us know.
I'm very intrigued. Please reach back out.
No, the name you heard during the broadcast that they were shouting out was Ross.
Who's currently here.
Who's currently here as well, yes.
Maybe he has a dupe brother that works for the Rangers.
Ross?
That we don't know.
Is that your doppelganger brother? All right, here we go, because we're up against it. Go ahead. Pickens, khaki.
Fighting on the field. Wide receiver two, we need George Pickens, TD.
There you go. What a redemption arc for you today. What a redemption arc for you. And I'll take us home right now. Football antics so bad QB. Let me try this again. Football antics so
have the DQ for you.
Bad QB.
Tomatoes.
Have the DQ you for that one.
You know what? Look.
Brother,
575, we're in it. Look, okay. Football antics so bad QB play catches low.
Oh, wow.
Dak, CD, George,
Whoa.
Let's go out of this segment because we're about to run out of break.
Final hour of the show coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.